The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's go, New Orleans Saints fans. I'm going to prove to you today that the media hates Mickey Loomis, hates the Who Dat Nation brain trust, and hates their overall draft process. And this will blow your mind. My name is Carter the Power Brian, host of Believe in Saints. And every time I turn on this microphone, I guarantee you I'm going to give you a perspective on the Saints, on the NFL, from a completely different perspective that you will not find anywhere else. So please hit the subscribe button, ring the bell. I know there's plenty of other bigger Saints content creators, and I read them and I listen to them, but I guarantee you mine may not be the best, but it's going to provoke your thoughts. Okay, so here's the truth. I think I'm in agreement with many of you as far as Mickey Loomis and this whole Saints brain trust. I am not a Dennis Allen fan. I think they should have gone in a different direction. You can even make a case that the Saints have the most depressing quarterback situation in the NFL, maybe outside of the Giants, maybe outside of the Raiders. But truth be told, there's not a whole lot of people, not only that are Saints fans, but just around the NFL, that like the directions the Saints are heading, right? I think I heard Colin Cowherd have the Saints as a distant fourth in the NFC South division. So say what you want, no one's hot on the Saints going into next year, even though this NFL draft class looks to be very promising. But first, we'll go through it just to make sure we're all on the same page, just to give you my thoughts on the Saints draft cycle. I was okay on it, right? I feel Talese Fuaga, for my big board, was a bit of a reach. But according to the media consensus big board, Talese Fuaga was pretty much in the teens and on everyone's board. So it was a good pick, a good safe pick. I think he'll be a fine player. I like to shoot for upside. I think there was a few other high upside offensive linemen they could have gone for, but then went the safer pick, who's also really good, was a team captain. And you can get my full scouting report on Fuaga in the first episode I did just a few episodes ago. Kool-Aid McKinstry, we'll talk more about him in a separate episode. This was my favorite Saints pick, and I believe he will be the best Saints player in this draft class. Then we get to Spencer Rattler. We did a full episode on Spencer. We won't dive too deep into him. Pause. But truth be told, Spencer Rattler is an identical clone to an NFC quarterback who just played in the Super Bowl. Check out our last episode on that, and I guarantee you, your mind will be blown. Now, as far as these final four picks, I don't know a whole lot about Josiah Izirim. I should know the pronunciation of this. Out of Eastern Kentucky, that was a seventh-round pick. The sixth-round pick was Christian Boyd, a defensive lineman out of Northern Iowa. You know, historically, the Saints have taken a lot of later-round guys. Some have worked out from these small schools, most notably Marcus Colston from Hofstra. But you have a lot of these sixth and seventh round guys from small schools that have done absolutely nothing. Jordan Jackson in 2022, a sixth round pick out of the Air Force, really hasn't done anything. Kawan Baker, seventh round pick out of South Alabama, really hasn't done anything. Adam Troutman, obviously, that was a third round pick out of Dayton, hasn't really done anything. Caden Ellis, seventh round pick out of Idaho, has turned out to be a good player, but not with the Saints. Okay, so normally these later round dart throws, you can go either which way on them. Jalen Ford is a solid, not spectacular, linebacker prospect out of Texas. Hopefully it does work out for him. At the very least, he could be a special teamer. And then you have Bub Means, the speedster, right? You know, in this draft class, there was a bunch of freak athlete wide receivers who at the same time had questionable production profiles. You know, a guy like Ricky Pearsall wasn't an overall dominant, productive wide receiver at Florida until his final season, but he was an athletic marvel, right? Same thing with A.D. Mitchell. He wasn't an overly athletic or an overly dominant wide receiver, but athletic marvel. Bub Means is basically the same. Unbelievable deep threat who can take the top off of a defense, but you would have liked to have seen more dominant production at Pittsburgh, which is probably why he was a fifth-round pick. But take it for what it's worth. I'm okay with selecting a wide receiver in every draft class, even if I like A.T. Perry, Chris Olave, and Rashid Shaheed. I think that is a very underrated wide receiver trio in the NFL. Just an absolutely terrible quarterback situation. So there you go. You get my full thoughts. Once again, we'll do a different episode on Kool-Aid McKinstry on Monday. But what I wanted to do was point out media bias. And it is clear in the direction of the Saints that the national sports media does not like them. Okay, when it comes to the NFL draft. And we really need to go all the way to Germany to prove this to be true. Strap in, your mind, once again, is about to be blown. There is a writer, and his name is Rene Bugner. I reached out to him on Twitter. We had some fun private conversations, and he did something rather simple, but at the same time, rather revolutionary. NFL draft grades, right? I think a lot of us have read different articles on draft grades, who did well, who got an A, who got a B, C, D, F, whatever you want to call it. And what's interesting is draft grades, to me, historically, are soft, right? I feel like there aren't a whole lot of writers that really go in on drafts. They look at it too optimistically. But that is not the case with the Saints. And when I went through Rene Bugner's charts, I believe they go all the way back to 2017, I went to see where the New Orleans Saints were ranked in every single draft class, okay? So, obviously, the best draft class in the history of New Orleans Saints football was the 2017 draft class. A lot of you remember that. Marshawn Lattimore, Ryan Ramczyk, Marcus Williams, Alvin Kamara, Alex Anzalone, Trey Hendrickson, and Al Muhammad, all of which are still in the NFL, all of which have been productive NFL players. Obviously, Marshawn, Ryan, Marcus, I mean, they've all actually been spectacular NFL players. Maybe not Alex Anzalone, but still, that is truly one of the best draft classes in the history of the NFL. The media.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah. However, disagreed. If you were to, and all media does this, they give it a letter grade, just like you do in class, an A, B, C, D, F. The average letter grade for that Saints draft was a B-, okay? That may not sound bad, but it ranked 24th in the NFL. If you use like a GPA kind of composite like Renee did here. So the Saints, according to the minds of the national media, had the 24th best draft class and ended up being one of the best draft classes in the history of the sport. So, the thing about that is you would think that the Saints' brain trust would get a reputation of being good drafters. But that's not what happened, right? When I was looking at these charts, a guy like Howie Roseman also had grades similar to the Saints early on. But over the past couple of seasons, Howie Roseman has only been in the top five of these composite grades. And just for reference, here are some of the writers that are in this composite grade. Mel Kiper of ESPN, Nate Davis of USA Today, Chad Reuter of NFL.com, Sports Illustrated, Sporting News, SB Nation. So all the big sites are in this draft composite. Now, you go to the year 2018. The Saints had the 32nd best draft. In fact, that equates to the worst draft in all the NFL, in the minds of the media. So once again, Mickey Loomis did not get the benefit of the doubt, even though he had that legendary 2017 class. And, well, truth be told, the media was actually right. Marcus Davenport was a reach first overall pick. Tre'Quan Smith, third. Rick Leonard, Natrell Jamerson, Cameron Moore, Boston Scott, and Will Clapp. I think only Will Clapp and Marcus Davenport are still even like contributors at this point. So maybe the media was right. This class was absolutely terrible. But it is interesting to point out that they were 32nd. Okay. Now you go to the year 2019. The media ranked the Saints with the 26th best draft class with a 2.51 GPA. So an average grade of a C overall for the Saints. Very interesting. All right. We keep things moving. The 2020 draft class, 21st in the NFL with the 2.67 GPA. Okay. And that 2020 draft class, obviously last year, that 2019 class actually was really good. That was Eric McCoy, CJ Gardner-Johnson. They're both really good plus starters. Saquon Hampton, Alize Mack, obviously nobodies. And then Kaden Ellis turned out to be a good player. Not with the Saints, though. Now, we go to the 2020 draft class, and the media ranked it 21st with a 2.67 GPA. That was Cesar Ruiz, Zach Bond, Adam Trautman, and Tommy Stevens. So this class really wasn't that great either. So maybe the media is just accurate in grading this. But it is shocking to see that in 2021, the media ranked the Saints draft class number 28 in the NFL with a 2.2 GPA. Then in, and that was Peyton Turner, Pete Werner, Paulson Adebo, Ian Book, Landon Young, and Kawan Baker. So once again, a relatively average draft class as Peyton Turner up to this point has been a mostly disastrous pick. Now, We get to 2022. The Saints draft class, 25th ranking with a 2.47 GPA. That was Chris Olave, Trevor Penning, Alante Taylor, DeMarco Jackson, and Jordan Jackson. Penning has been a disaster, but Chris Olave, come on, he's a big-time wide receiver. Alante Taylor, PFF grades aren't necessarily a great representation of him as a player. I think he's been a little bit better than that, but still. And the media, of course, ranked that as a not-so-great draft class. Then in 2023, the Saints were ranked 22nd in the NFL when it comes to their aggregate draft class ranking, according to Renee Bugner. And this draft class was Brian Breesy, Isaiah Foskey, Kendre Miller, Nick Salvadervi, Jake Haner, Jordan Howden, and A.T. Perry. We'll see how the A.T. Perry pick works out. I think he's a fine NFL receiver. Brian Breesy looks to be a slam dunk first round pick. Foskey doesn't look that great. Kendre Miller, we'll see what he can do this year. And, you know, we know a decent amount about the rest of these picks here for the fourth to the sixth round. So I will say this. The media has never really graded the Saints well, all right? Before I give you their 2024 grade, let's go through it again. In 2017, number 24. In 2018, number 32. In 2019, number 26. In 2020, number 21. 2021, the number 28th ranked class. In 2022, the 25th ranked class. In 2023, the 22nd ranked class. So the media has never put the Saints in the post-draft grades in the top 20. And once again, these grades are the grades given directly after the draft. So is there a bias against the Saints? Maybe there is, and maybe there isn't. I would agree that they have mostly been accurate. A lot of these Saints draft classes outside of the 2017 class, none have really been all that great. But I do find it interesting that nobody put them in the top 20. Nobody, which is very fascinating. We then get to 2024. The Saints draft grade ranked number 15 with a 3.10 GPA. Very interesting. So, in other words, you can make a case that this is the best Saints draft class, at least since 2017, in the minds of the NFL draft grade media. So, what I want you to do is tell me, do you believe this Saints draft class is the best draft class that Mickey Lewis has put together? Now, in hindsight, we know 2017 will likely never get beaten. And I can even make a case that the Saints draft grades were probably impacted because they didn't really have a whole lot of elite picks in this time period. You know, Drew Brees was winning a lot of games. Saints were rarely in the top 10. They traded a lot of their draft picks. So, you know, a lot of that could be the reason why the media didn't grade them as well as others. And like I've said, I think the media has been mostly accurate. This has not really been good draft classes, but it's also one of those things that the media doesn't view Mickey Loomis the same way that they view Howie Rosen, the same way that they view a guy like Brent Veach. These guys are rarely outside the top 10 in the aggregate draft rankings. The team that actually has had the best draft grades has been the Baltimore Ravens. They have not been outside the top 15, and that makes a lot of sense with Ozzie Newsome, even though he's not really there anymore. But still, you know why the Ravens are the Ravens. Now, let me know what you guys think. Do you believe this is the best Saints draft class? And look, you don't have to base this on if you think they'll be the best, you know, especially the, like we said, the 2017 class. So how about we do this? Outside of the 2017 draft class, do you believe this is the best Saints draft class? This is Believe in Saints. My name is Carter the Power. You can follow me on social media, and we'll talk to you soon, okay? Let's go, Dat Nation.
Some people take the straight path in life, but at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.